Hello all. After trying several methods to identify the DPIDs during the OB casing of two devices, a temperature humidity sensor and a multifunction circuit breaker, and after sharing the idea with PCASMERIC 2, we thought it would be good to summarize the findings in a standalone tutorial. Identifying the DPs is crucial to be able to use as many capabilities as possible of a Tuya MCU-based device after flashing OBK, so it's interesting to have as much information as possible. As I have seen, in several cases, the process involves finding similar devices in the forum and copying, adapting their information. But it would be better to have a systematic approach so we don't leave away any of them. So, in this post, I'll try to summarize the methods I've employed, and also, in the following discussion, maybe we can find better options. I'll use as an example the aforementioned multifunction circuit breaker, as it's a device with a good deal of DPIDs, so it has enough complexity to be a good reference. To start with, we can get an idea of the number of DPIDs of the device by discovering it in the Tuya app and exploring its control pages. The most interesting screenshots of them, for our example, are these. In the first screen, we can see the device can report power, voltage, current, residual current, total energy, and balance energy, remaining prepaid energy. The second one allows setting prepayment on or off, and recharging or clearing balance energy. The third one should show temperature, but it's a feature the device doesn't support. Clearly, the manufacturer is recycling the interface from another device. The fourth allows testing the residual current protection and gives access to the following ones, where you can activate or deactivate the different alarms, whether they should trip the switch or not, and set their thresholds. Each of these values, settings, or groups of them, should have a DPID that we would want to monitor, control in OBK, once we flash the device with it. The first step to finding out more information about our devices is to create an account on the Tuya IoT platform, not to be confused with the account for the app. Then, there are two options. If you want also to use the Tuya integration in Home Assistant, maybe you're already doing that, then follow the instructions here. You need to follow the steps until link devices by app account, including this one. Alternatively, the same process is also described here, steps 1 to 6. From this point, you can jump to the last method described below, search / to obtain DPID numbers and descriptions in one step. But you can also follow the next steps on that page to find some more information. In the last link, we can follow the next steps from 7 onwards to find the DPID numbers and labels. In our example, after using the automatic approach in step 8, I got the following results. I've added between brackets the Google translation for the two labels in Chinese. With this, combined with the previous information from the Tuya app, we can already make an idea about the DPID numbers associated with each of the measurements, settings of the device. But we can also get more information from the Tuya developer's website. For example, in step 7 of the previous procedure, instead of device logs, click device debugging, and you'll get the following screen. After selecting the device, you can copy the information under standard instruction set and standard status set to your favorite JSON editor. I use Notepad++, or hit product details, number 4 above, to get a listing of the DPIDs that you can relate with the numbers you got before, as I did here and in the following posts. The following code shows the standard status set for our example. As you can see, there we have more detailed information about the contents of the different DPIDs and how to interpret them. If you have the patience to follow the device's thread from the point I linked before, you can see how I tried to correlate the information and summarize it in tables. But that's not all.